Thank you, Teresa. I'm delivering this presentation in name of the Secretariat, although it is both William Taborda and myself who have worked on this project. To put things into context, our General Assembly Resolution 70/186 of 22 December recognizes that a robust legal and regulatory framework for consumer protection, including effective dispute resolution and redress mechanisms, and the ability of consumer protection enforcement authorities to cooperate in obtaining redress, where available, across borders for consumers harmed by fraudulent and deceptive commercial practices, serves an important public interest, contributing to economic dynamism and consumer welfare. In turn, Guideline 87 invites member states to designate a consumer protection enforcement agency or a consumer protection policy agency to act as a contact point to facilitate cooperation under the guidelines. And finally, the first session of the IG mandated the Secretariat to conduct reports and studies on the legal and institutional framework for consumer protection. This is how we came up with, let's say, these are the leads that got us to the World Consumer Protection Map that we're presenting to you today. The first is, since we are starting with the new mandate, we needed to have a clear vision of what does consumer protection look like worldwide nowadays. And we wanted to do this from the comfort of knowing that we have official contact points in all member states, so we're aiming for universality here, so that we know that wherever it is that some consumer problem or issue arises, we know whom we can contact. And that goes in line with Guideline 87 and also with the resolution, the agreed conclusions of the first session. So let's take a look at those member states who designated a consumer protection agency. You see here in the map, they're colored in blue. We asked for this in the beginning of the year, and this was done through the permanent missions in Geneva. We want to make sure that that link is well established, that is, that it is the permanent mission in Geneva that designates the official contact points. Let me just very quickly read you those countries that have submitted a contact point, that is Antigua and Barbuda, Austria, Azerbaijan, Brazil, Bulgaria, Burundi, Colombia, Republic of Congo, Costa Rica, Cuba, Czech Republic, República Dominicana, Ecuador, Egypt, El Salvador, France, Germany, Guatemala, Israel, Italy, Jordan, Kenya, Korea, Latvia, Maldives, Mauritius, Mexico, Namibia, Nepal, the Netherlands, Niger, Nigeria, Oman, Palestine, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, Philippines, Portugal, Russian Federation, Sweden, Switzerland, Tanzania, Thailand, Turkey, United States, Uzbekistan, and Zambia. We're currently at 49 states, so we still have a long way to go, and we will continue to remind permanent missions to send us their official designations. That is important not only for this project, but because those designations will be our official contact points and will be from where we gather our official information for the purposes of the guidelines. So what does the World Consumer Protection Map look like? What are its features? For one, it has to be universal. That's the beauty of the map. It is not currently, as we only have 49 designations, but that's what we aim for. Second is that it is online and easily accessible, which means that everyone, not only consumer protection governmental authorities, but also other stakeholders, might be able to access information that is relevant to consumers and to businesses. It should also be interactive, so that information displayed there is easily updated and it is easily accessible. And this is how we came with what the questionnaire is. The questionnaire is the first part of building the map. That is, we developed an online questionnaire for those official contact points as designated by permanent missions to answer. It has 17 questions, which is clicking. It makes it much more easy to compare information and to extract data and trends that might come from that. It is currently available in English, and that is the version that has been circulated, the VETA version that has been circulated to member states, but we hope to have it ready also in French and in Spanish to ensure full appropriation by members. The questionnaire has three parts. First one on legal aspects, the second on institutional, and the third one on policies. The drawing up of the questionnaire draws from the experience of organizations such as the OECD and the European Union, both of which have been very helpful from drawing their experiences into the life of this questionnaire, and we thank them for that. The questionnaire displays its information in a map that we will see that is, again, interactive, publicly accessible, and the answers that result from the questionnaire are attributed to the responding agency or authority. The update of the questionnaire, and thus the map, is also a responsibility from the responding agency and authority, and this means that we're hoping that this will continue to be relevant over time. This is the first part of the questionnaire, and you see the type of questions that we have, so name of the responding member state, name of the responding authority and agency, and so on. Now, the map that looks, for example, when we ask what are the countries with a main consumer protection authority of agency, of those who answered, although this is a beta version and this is not the final version, we're showing this to give you an idea of what it will look like. We will have those that do have a main consumer protection authority agency and those who don't. Let's see what questions we'll be showing in this interactive map at this early stage. That would be, first, the questions that have appointed or have designated a consumer protection focal point, countries that have a consumer protection law, countries with provisions on consumer protection in its constitution, countries with a main consumer protection authority agency, countries with a law or decree that governs the main consumer protection authority and agency, and countries with law and decree that governs consumer protection organizations or associations. These are just filters that we can use, and the filters can evolve over time with the input from members. The questionnaire is much more thorough, and it also has a big section on international cooperation, which should help us to chart the best practices in this field. Now, whatever we extract from the questionnaire will be attributed to the responding authority, and it will be publicly available. No personal details will be displayed in the online map. I thank you very much for this. Thank you.